as it's a developing situation. We're getting DD India Simon Marks to join us live on the story from Washington, D.C. Good afternoon to good evening to you, Simon, rather. It's been several hours since the container ship rammed the bridge. Are efforts still on to pull out the people who fell into the river? Do we know anything about the status of the people on the ship itself?
Well, there is a search and rescue operation underway now, Gautam, and the transportation secretary in Baltimore has described the collapse of this bridge and the events leading up to it as catastrophic. We've had within the last few minutes a statement from the White House. The president has been briefed on the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore and the ongoing search and rescue efforts. He will continue to receive updates from his team throughout the day. That's the word from the White House. At the scene in Baltimore, it is now 7 hours since this incident occurred, and the authorities are still trying to determine precisely how many people may have been swept into the water. And that's very difficult to resolve, because even though this took place at 1:30 in the morning, there will have been cars and trucks crossing that absolutely pivotal structure at that time of night. And we also understand that there were some transportation workers who were engaged in some roadway repairs who were on the bridge at the time, and it's feared that they may have been swept into the water. With every passing hour, of course, there will be challenges to keeping hopes alive for those people swept into the river, because the water will have been very chilly at that early hour of the morning. And the longer these search and rescue efforts continue, the more hopes of finding survivors will, I think, fade. As for the ship itself, we're told that there were no casualties on board the Dali, which is a Singapore-flagged vessel. It was just beginning its 22-day journey to Sri Lanka. The vessel is owned and operated by a Singapore-based company by the name of Synergy Marine Group. Its owners and managers are largely Indian nationals, and in a statement that has just been released, the company confirms that all 22 crew aboard the vessel are Indians. Now, there are obviously massive questions relating to how this incident occurred. There were two pilots on board the vessel, as is normal when ships of this size are leaving the port of Baltimore and navigating their way through the waters and into the open ocean. There will be very big questions, I think, for those presumably locally based pilots who were on board the vessel and under normal circumstances would absolutely have steered it through the bridge without obviously slamming into that central support structure.
Certainly, certainly, Simon. Now, the Baltimore fire chief in that press conference, a part of which we played out, has said that there's no indication so far of this being a terror incident. But are we any closer to finding out what really happened? There's speculation around power failure and all that.
Look, I think this investigation is going to take quite a while, and it will be led by federal authorities, including the National Transportation Safety Board here in Washington, D.C., that I'm sure is in the throes of dispatching a first response team to Baltimore. There is no indication that this was in any sense intentional, according to the authorities in Baltimore, although precisely what led that ship to slam into that central support structure, bringing the bridge down, the central piece of the bridge down, in just a matter of seconds. The Baltimore Transportation Secretary said that the scene looked like it was out of a disaster movie, and indeed, for those people caught up in this tragedy, it was a disaster movie brought to real life. The investigation's going to take a very long while, I think. We may learn a little bit more over the course of the next few hours as interviews are conducted with the captain and crew on board the Dali, and also, of course, with any surviving witnesses to the event. There's also lots of video footage, because remember, as a result of security concerns about, among other things, terrorism, that bridge is dotted with cameras, as are all the major bridges and roadways throughout this part of the United States. So there'll be plenty of different angles of video showing exactly what happened, and that may provide some information about how this took place.
Well, certainly one needs to get to bottom of it, because what it brings up is images of 9/11 as well, and that's something that many people would not like to be reminded of. Now, the port of Baltimore near the bridge is the largest in the U.S. for specialized cargo as well. I believe a lot of cars are exported out of there. What sort of an impact will this incident have on U.S. and global shipping?
Well, I think pretty substantial. I mean, we're told there's going to be a ripple effect. There are at least 40 vessels reportedly on their way to the port of Baltimore right now. And clearly, with the site, the scene of search and rescue efforts, they are going to have to either wait in order to approach the port, or they're going to have to find other routes into the port of Baltimore, because clearly that roadway is now, and the bridge is going to be the scene of a potentially criminal investigation in the course of the next several hours and days. So the authorities are warning of a possible ripple effect, as we all learn the extent to which the port is going to be problematic for shipping to arrive at or depart from. It is a massive port, hugely important to the United States economy, and of course in and of itself a key part of America's supply chain. So I think there will be anxieties about that. But of course, there are other ports up and down the eastern seaboard of the United States that may be required to accept additional traffic as a result of this disruption. Economically, this is going to cause some big questions for this region in the United States, because that bridge and the interstate highway that it accommodated is an absolutely pivotal roadway in this region, and its disappearance is going to have seismic impacts economically for Washington, D.C., Maryland, Pennsylvania, and nearby states.
Well, let's hope that this disruption is managed and we get to the bottom of what really happened, because it is extremely bizarre the way these images were flashed across initially, and one just couldn't believe one's eyes. Thanks a lot for joining us for the moment, Simon Marks.